Flash floods like the ones that ravaged Leominster last month are expected to happen more often in Massachusetts with climate change. Some communities are turning to natural solutions. In Reading, the town is building a wetland. WBUR's Paolo Mora has more on how the project can serve as an example.
So we're in Reading right now. We're standing above the Abergona River.
That's Alex Rosicki, a senior engineer for the town. He points to where the river flows through a square concrete channel underneath the street called a box culvert. Rosicki says with recent heavy rain, it's over 3 feet high, and it can get worse.
And I've seen it up to the top of this 6-foot box culvert in the past as well during these heavier storms.
The rapid flow can clog the culvert and cause flooding in backyards upstream.
This area is a choke point for the Abergona River.
Water rushing through the culvert also floods downstream, where there's a forested conservation area and other homes. In wet months, when the ground is already saturated, even 1 to 2 inches of rain could flood many homes' backyards. Rainfall is expected to become heavier with climate change. So the town wants to engineer a better solution by using natural strategies to direct the water flow. It's hired contractors to build a wetland and 7 holding ponds. Then they will divert the culvert flow into that area.
The water's going to sort of meander and flow through sort of and kind of fill up, go to the next pond, fill up, go to the next pond, slow it down, take the pollutants out, take the sediment out, and then eventually discharge to the Abergona.
Natural solutions like building a wetland help make communities more resilient to climate change and also have other benefits like cleaning the water. When the rain falls on houses, streets, and lawns, it picks up pollutants like cigarette butts, debris, and dog waste. And the wetland will offer wildlife habitat and a space for recreation. The contractors will plant native species and will build a boardwalk with nature overlooks. Paul Kirschen is a professor of climate adaptation at UMass Boston. He says projects that mimic or expand nature are cheaper to build and maintain.
This solution here helps keep the water where water falls, so it replicates a natural system.
Kirschen says that climate change is modifying the way engineers have looked at these challenges.
Before, the solution to dealing with stormwater increases would be just to build bigger pipes in the ground. And that is very expensive and just very disruptive and just essentially moves the problem downstream.
The state is investing in nature-based solutions. Over the past 6 years, it's awarded over $130 million to municipalities through grants from the Municipal Vulnerability Program. It funds projects that help communities to adapt to the changing climate. This project in Reading just began construction. There are other similar projects also in the Mystic River watershed that are in the planning stages.
That's why this project might be so important, because it's the first. If they can show that it works, we can build more of these. And it's not only an example for the Mystic, it's also an example for the Charles River and for the Neponset River.
In fact, 20 communities along the Mystic River have come together to address flooding in the watershed. The Resilient Mystic Collaborative has identified areas in the watershed where a natural solution could help. Reading was one of the top 3. Julie Wormser is with the Mystic River Watershed Association and works with the collaborative.
It's the most urban watershed in New England, and we have everyone from undocumented new Americans to Moderna billionaires and everything in between.
Being the most urban means that more surfaces are paved, making it more difficult to absorb water when it rains. The Resilient Mystic Collaborative is helping other towns and cities apply for grants to make a bigger impact on the whole watershed.
Collectively, we've brought in $61 million, mostly over the last 2 years, in state and federal funding for projects like these.
But these projects won't solve all flooding problems. For example, the wetland in Reading is designed to help alleviate flooding for storms up to 10 inches in a day. But
when you look at what just happened to Leominster, where they got 11 inches in 5 hours, we've realized that it's not possible to prevent flooding. We're really focused on preventing flood damage.
Back in Redding, Alex Rosicki looks out at the wetland under construction. He says while this project will only make a small impact in the overall watershed, it will make a big difference locally.
What this project really will focus on is reducing that flash, instantaneous flooding.
He hopes that as more of these natural solutions are constructed, more communities in the watershed will be protected. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paula Moura.